Let's go straight to John Sadler, who's got some nice horses heading to Caulfield on Saturday, and he also spent some time at the sales. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Did you take many home from the Easter sales?
Three. But three nice horses. Was obviously, as you well know, it was pretty tough going up there if you were purchasing, but came away with... a nice colt and two lovely fillies.
Oh, we'll look forward to seeing them in the John Sadler stable very, very soon as we get to see Cheerful Legend. And interesting runner on Saturday, John. The size was a good run. He looked at the point of the turn that he was probably going to win with the run he had. Did he just not run out the 1,400 strongly?
I reckon that's a possibility. I didn't think going into the race, Michael, there was any concern at all about him running the trip out. I felt very confident that he would, but the more you look at the replay, I thought the horse ran really, really well, but didn't quite get the trip. So he's back to the 1,200, which we know he gets and gets strongly, and he's in pretty good shape, the horse, so he's going to be hard to beat on Saturday.
It looks a nice race for him, doesn't it?
It does. I see the South Australian horses come out, so it makes it that little bit easier. So, he probably looks the one that they've got to beat, I would have thought.
You've got two very informed horses going around in race number 5, the Highlands Race Colours Handicap as well. South Parade, who is looking for 3 wins in a row and 4 wins in a row. And Mozzie Monster, gee, I thought she was huge last start.
Yeah, she was terrific. Horse that beat her. She's up against her again. The at top weight and Anavisa. Yeah, so it's obviously going to be hard to beat. South Parade is in really good form. He's always showed us really good ability. He had a few little issues that were able to get him over. And since we have got him right, he's put 3 together in really good style. Probably in the deep end, this is not a bad race, Michael. I know I've got a really good opinion of Mozzie Monster. I think she's a group filly. I'm sure connections of Ana Vista would be the same. So good little race. But he'll be there for a long time, and he's in terrific shape.
Could there be a little different structure in this race with South Parade in there as well? Because Ana Vista got a picnic in front last start, and we know South Parade likes to go forward. So could there be a bit more pressure in this race, which would help Mozzie Monster as well?
What are you suggesting, Michael?
I'm not suggesting anything at all. I'm just saying that South Parade races on speed as well.
They're both there to win, Michael.
I know that. Don't get me in trouble, Sad.
Sorry. No, still, he will go forward. I'd say he'll probably lead. He loves to lead. And he's got the claim that the young boy, Matthew Cartwright, who's going particularly well, is riding these horses that flow along in front. He's rating them well, so he'll do the same thing. He won't go silly, but the more pace that was on in the race, there's no doubt that's going to set it up for Mozzie Monster. But, it'll be a really interesting race because I think there's South Parade in good form and the two really, I would have suggested good group fillies.
Well, you've got some really nice chances on Saturday, Sads. Best of luck.
Good on you, Michael.